This is audio clip E for the East Portalmouth to Gower Rock walk route. Just offshore, nearby, lies the wreck of a trading vessel more than 3,000 years old. It is one of the oldest wreck sites in the world, and its cargo has changed the whole way historians think about Bronze Age trade. Axes, tools, jewellery, sword blades and stone items have all been found. But the things that caused the biggest stir were ingots of the two metals used to make bronze, tin and copper, found at the site in 2009. They hail from continental Europe and show that even way back then, complex trade was taking place between Britain and Europe. The vessel itself dates from between 900 and 1200 BC. It is reckoned to have been about 40 feet long, 6 feet wide and powered by oars. And it isn't the only historic protected wreck down there. The remains of an armed 17th century trading ship found here yielded the biggest trove of Moroccan gold coins found in Europe, along with Islamic jewellery, ceramics, pewter bowls and spoons and an elaborate pipe. Looking from the coast from where you now stand, you will see the beach of Rickham Sand below you, then the tilted plain of Deckless Cliff, which has more tales of the Bronze Age to tell. From here, if the light is good, you can clearly see the field boundaries of 3,000 years ago impressed upon the landscape. The furthest visible point along the coast is Gammon Head. Just to its left, through a slight saddle in the land, there's a glimpse of the White Coast Watch Hut at Prawle Point, the most southerly spot in Devon.